1230 WSOO, Simon and Garfunkel. It's 9:10, and we are on the phone, as we mentioned earlier, with Kevin Kalchek, the president and CEO of My Michigan Medical Center, Sioux. Good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
A good Thanksgiving, I hope.
Oh, yeah. It was good to me.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And it's hard to believe that we're almost to the end of the year here, just a few weeks left here before we wrap up 2022. And obviously, it's been a busy one and a momentous one for the hospital. What's going on? I've seen the signs that are all up there. It looks like you've got most of those up and everything, at least the real visible ones. I'm sure there's a few odds and ends that got to be put up and everything, but that's got to feel good to get that up there and those signs up and around the campus.
Yeah, there was only one external sign, I think, that was overlooked, and that's being completed now for the Patient Financial Services Center, the back end of that.
Right.
But all the rest were up. You're right, there's a lot of odds and ends with internal signage and that type of thing, but I've heard a lot of great comments about them. I think they look really nice.
Yeah, they look great and everything, and it kind of really solidifies, you know, now that the hospital has changed its name and everything. Just reflect back on the year that it's been, and you know, then we'll ask you to look forward to 2023. But just take us through a little bit about what this year's been like for you personally, and obviously for the staff and everybody there at the hospital.
Well, that goes pretty deep. I mean, we've had a lot of change, of course, joining My Michigan, and you know, with the untimely passing of Diane Pastor Slattery, that was a real hit to all of My Michigan Health, and still kind of you know, making changes as that result. So that's been tough for us internally.
Sure.
But you know, beyond that, it's been great to work with the entire team of My Michigan Health. And when I say that, you know, whether it's people from Alpena or Alma Hospital or West Branch or Midland or corporate, they definitely have a similar culture. They're very team-oriented. They're committed to quality and excellence, which has been great. But it's a lot of work for our staff. We, you know, people see the signage going up, but what the community doesn't understand is there's a lot still to, you know, to be done in the integration. When we move from Meditech to Epic, for example, in the electronic health record, we're going to be starting that project in May of 2023, and that won't be done until June of 2024. So there's still a lot to be done that might not be as, you know, present and visible to the public, but there's a lot to do, and our staff are working really hard at doing the things they do every day and the additional things.
I would imagine, though, because it wasn't that long ago that you switched to the current electronic health records system that you're currently using. It's been, within the past 5-6 years, I think it has been. So
yeah.
A lot of those people are already kind of used to that transition. I'm sure it's a completely different system and different keystrokes and things like that. But at least a lot of people have been through that already, so they kind of know what to expect.
We hope so, and you know, and also the community may not know is that Mackinac Straits is an affiliate of My Michigan Health. They're partially owned by My Michigan Health as a whole, and then Helen Newberry has actually contracted with My Michigan Health to implement the EHR Epic, and so Mackinac Straits went live with theirs at the beginning of November, and Helen Newberry actually went live this past weekend. So hopefully we'll learn a lot from those experiences and be able to put those to use here so things go smoother for us. But yeah, it was 2018 that we went live, but by the time we go live with Epic, that'll have already been 6 years.
Wow. Wow. Sure. That's crazy. What are some of the other things that you look back and you reflect back on? Obviously, for you personally, you know, taking over the reins after David John retired in the middle of the year. That's obviously a professional and personal, you know, gain for you and experience. That's got to be pretty cool after all the years that you've been here as the CFO.
Oh, I appreciate that, and it is. But again, working with, you know, David over the years has been great, and I still talk to him a couple times a week. You know, we're going to be good friends forever. And then working with Marla Bunker and, you know, Susan Flagger, Dr. Reckner, and Sandy DePlani, Nicole Oliver, my admin team has been great. And, you know, really we're just working together. And for me, it's humbling because I care truly so much about this hospital and our staff and our community. I call it home. So it's just been really a true honor for me.
Absolutely. What are some of the other highlights from this past year that you look back at everything that you think these are some of the, you know, the big momentous occurrences at the hospital?
Oh, momentous. I think that's
maybe that's the wrong word to use, but just some of the highlights, I guess, you know, this year. I mean, you know, new doctors that come in or whatever that have happened. So,
yeah, I'd like to start with one, you know, just really looking at, you know, the COVID and how that's changed even over this past year, mm-hmm. Masking, you know, reducing those requirements and so forth. And actually here recently over the past couple of weeks, we've made it so that the public visitors don't have to mask. We just ask that you mask again when you go into areas that you're being treated or diagnosed or screened. Mm-hmm. And again, we're not saying don't mask. I think that's when you don't have to, you're always entitled to mask, and we encourage that. There's a lot of people still here, you know, everywhere that are just at a higher risk. And so sure. Being considerate of everybody and those changes have been very big considering how stringent and strict it was in the past. We've also changed so that you do not, on an outpatient procedure, you do not need to get pre-tested as long as you don't have symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
But then going back to other changes, I still think we're really looking forward yet, you know, for what yet is to come. In other words, the capital projects and being able to really look at what our needs are. I know that in the master facility plan right now, we're trying to make sure that we have the appropriate campus layout and that we can accommodate it down here downtown, or do we have to move? And mm-hmm. I think we really want to try to make it work here, so we're working with the county and the city on that. But the first phase of that plan is a $30 to $40 million building right here on campus that mm-hmm. would, you know, potentially, you know, give more private rooms to inpatients. It would give us a new cafeteria. It would give us a new outpatient surgical area and additional OR suites. And to see some of those projects, even though they're not here yet, to know that they're coming here for our community is pretty exciting.
Absolutely. We're talking to Kevin Kalchak, President and CEO of My Michigan Medical Center. Sue, you mentioned transitioning over to the Epic Medical Records Program starting next year, and that'll be an ongoing process. What are some of the other things that are you've got on the calendar that this is going to happen in 2023 and maybe some dates as to when you start seeing some of those projects happen?
Well, you know, some of those are hard. You know, the community may not see some of the things, but there's a lot of work. One thing that we did already implement is our primary care after-hours call. We actually have somebody, if you call after-hours, that will get to a nurse triage and to a provider if needed. I think that's a great step for our community and quality. I think just the updates on our campus and really looking at what the needs are is going to be very beneficial. Mm-hmm. But there's still a lot of work. For example, all of the financial integration, we're changing our payroll for our employees. And the community can't see those types of things, but sure. It is a lot of work
sure.
for everybody here mm-hmm. Involved.
Well,
I think that the master facility plan, I think we'll know a lot more about what the first projects are right about that. For beginning of the second quarter of 2023, I think we'll be able to make a lot more announcements at that time.
Well, I think you know you mentioned you know that there's certain things that are going on that that are behind the scenes that maybe the public never sees, but I think that it's good that they know because I mean maybe the public are thinking, well, when are we going to start seeing some changes, you know? And it's like, well, you know, we got to get through A, B, C, D, and E before we mm-hmm. get to F, something that you're going to notice and everything, you know. And I think that sometimes mm-hmm. people have a tendency to forget, you know, that there's a lot of stuff that happens, like you say, payroll and billing and other things that are going on and developing plans before you implement them that maybe it aren't as exciting or as visual to the public as other things, but still an important part of the whole process.
Yeah, and you know, and we're going to be taking things slow because the decisions that we make with the funds that we have or that have available to us are very important. They're very important to make a correct decision the first time.
Sure.
So that we're doing what's right for our community.
For sure.
And if you don't mind, I'd like to talk about one thing that we've been doing since 2015.
Okay.
But I think it's important for the community to know. It's called our daily safety briefing. And what we do every day, and my Michigan health system does it too, is we actually meet every morning at 9:30 with about 30 to 40 of our leaders or representatives of different areas, and we talk about what do we have to do to keep our patients and employees safe, and just giving people updates. How many, you know, for example, how many staff do we have out on COVID? What other staffing shortages do we have? Do we have any supply chain issues that could impact patient care today?
Mm-hmm.
We talk about if, you know, two patients have the same last name so that we don't, you know, so that we're making sure that the correct lab results get back to them. And do we have transfers from the ED that are pending? And just to make everybody informed of all the little things that are going on so that we can, you know, provide the best quality possible.
Absolutely. Kevin Kalchick, the president and CEO of My Michigan Medical Center. Sue, we always like to get the update on new doctors and new practitioners that are either already here or have started recently or on the horizon mm-hmm. and are becoming in. Can you give us an update on that?
Yeah. Recently in the past month, I don't have anything. But I will go through some of the recent ones.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Sardar in oncology, he is up and running and accepting patients. He's working with Dr. Mohammed and Krzyzewski and Holly Shank. So that's great expansion to our oncology department.
Right.
Dr. Megan Eby is working as a hospitalist. She's a local girl. She started. Dr. McHugh is a hospitalist, and he has started with us. Dr. Balaraman came from Minnesota, and he is providing primary care as a family practice provider.
Mm-hmm.
He's working out of Heritage with Dr. Tetzloff, Ockenfels, and Mackey. I'm just trying to, I don't want to leave anybody out. Dr. Coropella is doing some ED work for us. Dr. Paplosky is a new general surgeon here in town, working with Dr. Reckner and Adair, and of course, Dr. McCullough,
mm-hmm.
spreading that responsibility of on-call between the four of them now, because that's really important for our Trauma 3 designation.
Sure. And then on the horizon, anybody you're working on or other ones that are coming in maybe sometime in 2023?
Yeah, I don't want to say any names because they're
sure.
not fully committed yet, but
uh-huh.
what our primary focus is going to be on is primary care. When you look at, the Dr. O'Connor and Dr. Tetzloff, I know that they're going to, reduce or stop doing outpatient clinic
mm-hmm.
by the end of 2023. We need to get more primary care here, and that has got to be one of our primary goals, and we're going to work hard on doing that.
Yeah, I mean, because obviously I would think the biggest area is because obviously, that's like a family doctor or whatever. You want to
yes,
make sure that
yes.
those doctors are, if Dr. Tetzloff or Dr. O'Connor are planning on, retiring at some point after a long career and long service to the community, you can't blame them on that, but they can't just pass the patients on to Dr. Ockenfels or somebody else, expect them to double up on all that stuff. So
they're already all so busy and
sure.
they work so hard for this community. And,
mm-hmm.
and again, I certainly recognize that. And I hope our, entire community appreciates all that they do for us.
Well, like you said, you've got a new, family practice Dr. Balaraman that's in and in the community and that's great, and hopefully that'll start the snowball of bringing some new and replacement doctors in for some of those other positions.
I hope so. Our community deserves that.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Kevin, you want to touch on before we let you go for 2022?
No, I really just thank you for your time, and I thank the community for trusting us for their care here locally. And we're going to continue to do our best to bring and retain services for them.
And we're going to continue our monthly conversations in 2023. We'll be chatting with Kevin. I think it's usually the first Monday. There's a couple times there's a holiday in there, whatever. We have to switch it around. But the first mm-hmm. Monday of the month, we'll be talking to Kevin. In fact, I think the first one is going to be January 9th, so because of New Year's weekend or whatever. So,
mm-hmm.
Kevin, happy holidays to you and your family, and a best in the new year to you and the entire staff there at My Michigan Medical Center. Sue, I also almost slipped out and said War Memorial Hospital.
Oh no! Hey, that's important because we need to remember we have a long rich tradition under War Memorial, and all we're doing now is just taking everything that we've done and making it better.
Mm-hmm. Well, happy holidays. We'll talk to you
Thank you.
New year. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
All right, Kevin Kalchek, the president and CEO of Miami Michigan Medical Center. Sue here on 1230 WSOO.